Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. You probably can't hear it in the background, but the thunderstorms have already begun. I love falling asleep to thunderstorms, but I'm not as big a fan of waking up to them, if for no other reason than my dog has no interest in going outside to use the bathroom. The thunder scares him, and when I open the door, he won't budge. I used to kind of push him out, gently, of course. I figured once he was out there, he would go do his business quickly, but he would just stand there at the door, getting more and more wet until I came out there with him. So now, I just throw on my rain jacket and go out for moral support. It's like I'm his protector. Once he knows he's not alone, he has the courage to run out into the yard and back. Now, here's the thing. I'm actually not really a fan of getting wet. You'd think that since I grew up in Florida, I would love the beach and swimming pools and playing in the rain. And don't get me wrong, jumping in a pool on a 100-degree day is refreshing. But I'd rather take a hike on a trail through the woods or sit by an open window and listen to the rain with a nice warm cup of coffee. But sometimes, helping others requires us to do things we might not choose to do on our own. Do you think it's important that we're willing to help, even when it's a little hard sometimes? Why or why not? Why don't you talk about that together? And if you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. You know, this got me thinking about that day back in February when a pipe burst in the kitchen down at the Blue Anchor. The kitchen crew got the water turned off fairly quickly, but they still needed the clothes to clean up and make the repairs. Within minutes of this happening, I got a call from Mr. Rutherford, who had been there eating lunch. It turns out he had some plumbing experience and knew how to make the fix. So I went over to the hardware store to pick up the supplies he needed and headed on down. Before the end of the day, everything was patched up and they were back open bright and early for breakfast the next morning. Mr. Rutherford certainly wasn't planning on spending a couple of hours as an emergency plumber, and he confessed to me later that he was sore for a day or two from all the work. But, he told me, they needed help, and I couldn't just say good luck and walk away. This is a beautiful picture of our next fruit of the Spirit, kindness. When you think of kindness, what do you think of? For me, I think of being nice, and that's certainly part of it. But there's a bit more to it than that. When the Bible talks about kindness, it paints a picture of doing good for others. It's an active thing. Now, that doesn't mean we need to jump in and try to help with everything. For someone like me with no plumbing experience, going back in the kitchen and trying to fix things would not be helpful. It would be more kind for me to get out of the way and let someone who does know what they're doing step in. But there was also another option. I was able to drop what I was doing and go make a supply run. You know what else is active kindness? Remembering someone's name. It may not seem like a lot, but it takes effort, and it shows others that you care. Same with doing things like saying thank you to people who help. Or holding the door for someone at your school, work, or store. Another way of thinking about the sort of kindness the Bible calls us to is generosity. Being generous means giving something to others, not because we have to, but because we choose to. And it's not just things like money or stuff. You can be generous with your time and attention. You can listen when your little brother wants to talk about his favorite TV show, even if you don't really like it. You can help set the table for dinner, even if you'd rather be watching your own favorite TV show. Or, I can put on my rain jacket and take my dog out in a rainstorm, even when I'd rather stay dry. That's all the fruit of kindness in action. Okay, let's wrap up with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we ask that you would grow the fruit of kindness in our lives. May we keep our eyes and hearts open for the ways we can be generous even if only through a few kind words. You've done so much for us, and we want to follow your example as we care for others too. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.